Rare Victorian sculpture returns to its historic home. A rare Victorian sculpture has been saved from export and returned to its original home. Following a successful 280,000 fundraising campaign, the portrait medallion of Florence and Alice Campbell, 1857, by French sculptor Henri de Tricchetti, has been acquired by the trustees of the Farringdon Collection and will now be displayed at Buskett Park near Farringdon. A descendant of Alice Campbell also contributed to the fundraising effort, ensuring the piece remains in the UK. James Henderson, great-grandson of financier Alexander Henderson, who later owned Buskett Park, said, "I feel like we've brought Florence and Alice home." Florence is buried in the Buskett churchyard with a plain slab and just her initials. This carving is from a happier time. The sculpture, designated a national treasure in November 2025, was placed under a temporary export bar by the UK government on the advice of the Reviewing Committee on the Export of Works of Art and Cultural Interest, giving UK institutions the chance to acquire it. It was commissioned by Robert Tertius Campbell, an Australian entrepreneur who purchased Buskett Park in 1859, and depicts his daughters Florence and Alice as children. Dr. Amy Lim, curator, said, "Buskett Park is renowned for its collection of Victorian paintings, but we have far fewer sculptures and until now nothing that related to the Campbell family. This beautiful sculpture is the most important acquisition for the Farringdon Collection since 2013. It will help us to tell visitors about an important chapter in Buskett Park's history, as well as the tragic life of Florence Bravo and the study of Victorian art." The sculpture stands nearly 2 metres tall and features the sisters holding a Greek vase containing a lily, symbolising purity, while grapevines and convolvulus twine around the medallion, symbolising charity and the bond between the sisters. Tragically, Florence Bravo became infamous as the widow at the centre of the 1876 unsolved murder of her second husband, Charles Bravo. Although never indicted, the scandal overshadowed her life, and she died aged 33, buried in an unmarked grave at Buskett Church. Mr. Henderson said, "Tricchetti was a very skilled sculptor and had a big following here and in France in the mid-19th century. In this piece, he's really caught the affection of the two young sisters for each other and the interlocking of hands. Tricchetti was quite forward-thinking in his composition and hugely influential."